Leading Australian onion grower Frank Bertolo is encouraging other growers to become involved in Foodbank by donating product on a regular basis. Now, Foodbank is a not-for-profit organisation which acts as a pantry to the charities and community groups who feed the hungry. It was first established in 1992 in New South Wales and now is in every state and the Northern Territory, distribution centres in all state capitals as well as a number of regional centres operating with around 90 staff and over 3,000 volunteers. Now, each week, Frank Bertolo delivers 2 tons of onions to the food bank cool room at the Adelaide markets, something he's been doing for the past 15 years. It wasn't a hard decision for Frank. Founder of Food Bank SA, Lee Royans, says Frank got involved off the back of a radio interview he'd done explaining the role of Food Bank in feeding hungry people in South Australia. Lee says the donations of onions and also potatoes started flowing within a week, and since that day, they've never stopped. While Lee praises Frank for his generosity, the man himself is more modest. Frank says it's one of those things that they do as second nature now, and it's just appropriate to help out where they can. He says there's a lot of product that would be thrown out based on cosmetic reasons, and that's simply a waste. Donating this produce doesn't have a significant financial impact on the business, but the positive impact on those who receive it is huge. With about 84,000 marginalised people receiving food from Food Bank each month, it doesn't take much to figure out that the 2 tons of onions and 3 tons of potatoes that the Bertolo Group donate each week only just touches the side of what's needed. Food Bank SA's Lee Royan says that he has a fabulous group of potato donors, but if it wasn't for the Bertolo Group, they wouldn't have any onions at all. He says the organisation is desperate about its need to secure more regular produce donors, whether it be on a weekly or fortnightly basis, and onions are an important part of an emergency food assistance package. Frank Bertolo says the fact is that not everyone in the community leads a privileged or fortunate life, and he encourages as many growers and packers as possible to consider donating produce to this cause.